just finished learning the sugya from Alva Lamashkin. We'd like to learn now the Tosfos on the sugya. We are on Daf, a Aleph Amid Beis, the bottom Tosfos. The Gemara had said, Lema Masnisin Deloike Rabbi Elezer. Mishnah says, Amar v'ala mashkin z'shem asocha. Rabbi Lezer said, Amar v'schaveir ala mashkin v'ovet amashkin yishova v'yitol mo'isa. Divi Rabbi Lezer, he swears he wasn't pesheya and he's teveya the d'mei alvo. So we see that Rabbi Lezer holds his z'shem chinam. So lema masnisin d'loy kerat. So the Gemara said, "Afilu teima Rabbi Elazar, loy kashe, kanshe mashkenoi b'shas halvosoi." The Rabbi Elazar that holds is a shem mechinam. That is dafke if he was mashken b'shas halvosoi, kanshe mashkenoi shaloi b'shas halvosoi. The Mishnah is speaking about that he was Mamashkin Shalei B'Shas Alvo, and therefore Shalei B'Shas Alvo, Rashi says, well, Gavayin Shokli, that's why he's a Shema Socha. So the Gemara says, how could you say that our Mishnah is speaking about Shalei B'Shas Alvo, and that is why he's a Shema Socha, well, according to Rabbi Elazar, Vaidi Vidi Hilbo Al Hamashkin Ktoni. Hilbo Al Hamashkin means Bishas Alvo. Let us see the bottom Tosfos. Vaidi Vidi Hilbo Al Hamashkin Ktoni. Mashme. The Malve Chaveiroi Al Hamashkin. So now let us find out the translation of words. Malva chaveiroi al hamashkin, mashme b'shas albo. That means that it was hamashkin b'shas albo. The b'teima, the b'peirik ha-sheleya, the Gemara says in Gittin, koma t'nan hamalve es chaveiroi al hamashkin, v'amoyser shtoroysov lebezn, eina mishamet. These are two cases that there is no din shmita meisheshtarayis of lebezdin. That's plausible, but that's the first case. Amalve es chaveiroi al hamashkin is not misham. Meforish hosom da hamalve al hamashkin. What is the keine mishamit? What is the reason? Mishim de konilei miderab Yitzchok. So it's not mishamit because the malve is keine miderab Yitzchok. Now we learned in our sugya, Gemara says later in Daf Pei Beis, the whole Rabbi Yitzchok is Dafke Shaloi B'Shas Al Bosoi. Ba'al HaMashkin Mashmid Afilu B'Shas Al Bosoi Einim Mishamit. Now we just have Teichvelter that our Gemara says Al HaMashkin means B'Shas Al Bosoi. Rabbi Yitzchok, we had a Gemara later that says the whole din of Rabbi Yitzchok is shalei b'shas alvo, and the Gemara says in Gittin why hamalva al hamashkin is not meshamed because of Rabbi Yitzchok. So how does that stick? B'yesh loyma. So Tosfos answers the kivin shalei b'shas alvo. Koni legamri mider Rabbi Yitzchok. Shaloi b'shas alvod is a din of balchoiv koine mashkin. B'shas alvod, so you're 100% right. Hamalve ala mashkin means b'shas alvod. You're right. But b'shas alvod, nami deleka kinyin, tistakya no kinyin. Ela shibut b'shas alvod is a shibut. Olim shibudei lichoshei v'loi shel ochicha biyodecha. The shibut is olim V'loy shalochicha biyodecha. Now, I would like a little to elaborate to understand what Tosfos is saying. The words of Tosfos are that if you hold like Rav Yitzchok, and shaloi b'shas halvo is koni lei mashkin, is b'shas halvo is olim lei shibude. So I'd like to be magdim two akdomis. Number one, there's a Tosfos in this is an Avnei Miluim in Simen Chavches, if God me Chavtes, Ramas Chomau, that explains what does this mean, Olim Shibudei. Tosfos is saying words here. You're right, Balchoi Viskoine Mashken, Shaloi Bishas Halvo. But since he's kind of the mashkin, shaloi b'shas halvo is olim shibudei. So what does this mean, olim shibudei? There is a stam shibud, and then there is a strong shibud. And because it's olim shibudei, that is why it is not mishamed. Tosfos, the Tosfos in Baba Basra, that I involve him with Beis, Tosfos speaks about Mechirish Toris is ad Rabbonon. You can't sell a choyv. In a Torah, you can't sell a choyv. So Tosfos asks Akasha, why can't you sell a choyv? He has a shibud, the Malveh is a shibud on the Karkois Aloyve. So, Karka Niknis Bekesav Bishtar Bechazokas. I have a shibud in the Karka, so I'll sell the shibud I possess. Why can't you do this? So Tosfos answers, you cannot sell the shibud, just like you can't be magdish the shibud. And the reason is because it's Einai Bershusai. The shibud is Einai Bershusai. And perhaps, to be mamtik a little bit, there's a ktois in Simen Shinun Dalet that says that even though you have a loive that's tayis dine and the Bezdin says he's mechuyev to pay the chayv or pay the chayv, but since you have to come on to Bezdin has to make an atrachta in order to take away the karka from the loivim, that means it's not birshusoy. That means I possess a shibud, but if I have to come on to Bezdin in order to acquire what I possess, that's called ainei birshusoy. And the Ketaini B'shusai, that is a, B'shusai means B'shlitosai, just like Adova Hagonov is Aine B'shusai, it's mine, but it's not called B'shlitosai. Here the Shibud is also mine, but it's not called B'shusai. So Memele, I can't be Makne this Shibud. It's Aine B'shusai. Fine. That is a normal Shibud. That is a normal shibud. Now, Tosfos says, if I have a mashkin b'shas halvo, that's olim shibud. That's not a normal shibud. That's a strong shibud. And let us be mevayer, this shibud is b'shusai. I mean, that what a stam shibud is ain't a b'shusai, this shibud is b'shusai. And why is it that way? So, the stipler Kedushin Simen Yudalid explains Tosfos as follows. We're not up to Rabbi Yitzchok, but Al Koponim was he laid in the Tosfos and Afei Beis Amad Beis. But Rabbi Yitzchok was Machadish Bal Choyv Koine Mashkin, and that Shaloi B'Shas Halbo. Now let us speak about the Poshet case of Rabbi Yitzchok. The case of Rabbi Yitzchok is Reuven lent Shimon money. There was an upmach that Shimon is going to pay back Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Fine, it comes, Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes to Shimon. No, Ainley, whatever it is. So, Bezdin sent a shliach Bezdin to Shimon. We get a mashkin. We mentioned last week, this mashkin is now is given over to Reuven. Now, this mashkin, in a month, if he has another 30 days now, he has an extension of another 30 days. But, if he doesn't pay in 30 days, Reuven takes the mashkin, he goes to Bezdin, and the mashkin is sold, I don't need any more, maybe, I don't need any more red tape already, I can sell the mashkin, I can get my money in 30 days. Fine. But, that is not Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok is as soon as he got the mashkin. As soon as he got the mashkin, bal choy koine mashkin. He got already a kinyan in the mashkin. Exactly what this kinyan is, we don't speak about it now, we'll see later, what she says. But, as soon as he got the mashkin, he acquired already a kinyan in the mashkin. For certain things, bal choyv koina mashkin. Fine. Zot the stipula amoyr de kezach. And this kinyan he acquires, it came this man for roin, he didn't pay, the shlich bezin goes in, takes a mashkin, now I got a kinyan in the mashkin. That's Rabbi Yitzchok bal choyv koina mashkin. Fine. Zot the stipula, a mashkin b'shas halvo, there's no Balchayv Kaina Mashkin, I lent you money, you gave me a Mashkin. No Kenyan. Fine, about it. I have the Mashkin in my house, it's gonna come this man Peroy. What happens now? The disciple of Moyuni Kazakh. This man Peroy came. You didn't pay up. I don't have to send the Shlich Bezin to get a Mashkin for you, I have the Mashkin in my house. So that kinyan, what Rav Yitzchok spoke about, Shaloi Bishas Alvo, that a malva acquires in the mashkin, that kinyan, the malva will acquire here a mashkin Bishas Alvo, as soon as it comes this man peroi, and the loiva doesn't pay up, so he'll acquire now this kinyan, Rav Yitzchok's kinyan in the mashkin, without anything. That means now it's Man Peroim. I have the Mashkin, so when it comes as Man Peroim, you don't pay up, I acquire Rav Yitzchok's kinyan. That's 1 year old. I mean, I don't need a shlich, but I have the Mashkin by me. Number two, so now we'll understand the Moir de Kezach. So, that's what we said. We started off with the Taisis and Baba Basra. Why can you be Magdish Hashibut? So he said, why can you sell a shibut? I have a shibut. Why can't his kark is my shibut? He said, Taisha said, the shibut is yours, but it's called Aini Bershusai. So he mentions it's Aini Bershusai because in order for you to get this shibut from the loive, you have to go to Bezlin, you need an adrachta, there's a lot of red tape till you'll be able to acquire your shibut. That makes it Aini Bershusai. But over here, the mashkin, I'll get a kinyan as soon, it's by me now the mashkin, I don't need no more red tape. He gave me the mashkin, and as soon as this man Peroin comes, and he will not pay me, this kinyan of Rabbi Yitzchok I'll acquire. So the kinyan of, I have birshuti, a mashkin which will become mine, for certain in Yonim, Bishas Peroin. So that's called, now Shibutoi Bershusoi. I don't need red tape to get to acquire, because it is by me now already, and it will become mine. So Memele, now it's Olim Shibutoi. That's the title, Olim Shibutoi. It's a Shibut that it is Bershusi. It is a stronger Shibut. Now we'll understand the words of Taisus. The kibin shaloi bishas alvo. That means when this man peroin will come, and he doesn't pay, koni le legamri mi de rabbi, he gets automatically a kinyan with Rabbi Yitzchak. B'shas alvo nami, so b'shas alvo, I have the mashke now by me. The lack of kinyan, I don't have a kinyan, that's right, I'm going to acquire the kinyan. Elo shibud olim, I have a shibud olim. In the El Shibud is Olim Shibud Lechoshim Leishalachicha Biyadecha. So Legabe, the Din Shemitah, as long as the Shibud is by me, that means I don't need anything. I don't have to. I'm not dependent on Bezdin. I have already the Mashkin, which will become mine when this man Peroin comes. So Memele, it's called Shel Ochicha Biyodecha. So, and that is enough that it shouldn't be Mishamit. Period. That's what Taisha says. So now we understand what the Taish of what Shitas HaTaisha says, that a Mashkin Bishas Halbo, even though it's not his, but it's Olim Shibudei. It's called Shibudei Bushusai. V'chein v'peire kosho. Gabi Yisroel Shehuva Lenochi Alchemtoi. If a Yisroel lent a goy money, Alchemtoi. So that means he lent him money and he gave him a bottle of schnapps as a mashkin. Alchemtoi. That's a mashkin. Oiva Olov Mishum de Rabbi Yisroel. Now here we're speaking about a mashkin Bishas Alvo. Hilve Lenochi Alchemtoi. Oiva Olav, so if you hold that a Yid is koina a mashkin from a goy midarab Yitzchak, so the Yid is oiva now bal yirot. Mishum darab Yitzchak, yidum rine, hoso. So what's chat? So he had the same kasha. Rab Yitzchak only works when this man peroin comes. Hosom nami kivin the shaloi bishas algo. When this man Peroin will come, Koni, he'll be Koine the Mashkin, he'll get a king in the Mashkin. Hani Shibudi Bishas Alvo. So this Shibud Olam, that he has now, Lechoshiv Kishel Yisrael. So Legabi Chomets, to be able to buy, you don't need it to be Mamish Eloi. Kishel Yisrael. That's one thing. V'chein Nochi Shehuva Li Yisrael Al Chemtoi. The other way around, Amor the Kechidish, this is a Gemara, that if a Yid gave a Goy a bottle of schnapps for a mashkin, and the Goy lent him before Pesach, $100, and he gave him a bottle of schnapps. He loved the Nochi mi Yisrael loikoni, so the Gemara says, L'maisa, a goy is not koin a mashkin mitarab Yitzchak. But if it wouldn't have been because of this, Roya yoneser, ap mashkin oi b'shas alvo, yeah. Ap mashkin oi b'shas alvo, soy de loikoni, even though he, a moya de kechidish, the bottle of the schnapps belongs to the Yid. It was mashkin oi b'shas alvo, soy, that he gave him the bottle of schnapps, the Erev Pesach, and the guy wasn't kind of, because it's Bishas Avosai. Of a Kivin, the Shalai Bishas Avo, have a Koni, Bishas Avo Nami, have a Olim Shibudai de Nochi, so the guy has a strong Shibud on it, Shalai Yitzarech Levaroi, that the Yid won't have to be Mevayarim, Ramagab, the Habe, the Yisrael. Even though it belongs to the Yid. Okerinim bei Shalcha, and it's called Shalcha. Mikolmokim da'avke kro miloyim motzei, but by Chometz, the Chiev is not only when it's Lecha. It has to be motzei by you. By Mechaiv alokshe motzei loy legamri. It's only called motzi if it's motzi loy legamri. So the Meila Taisva says by chometz we need motzi also. So Taisva says even though
the chometz belongs to the yid. Nitamashkin to the goy b'shas al bosoi. But since it's motzi by the goy, it's olim shibudai, and the way we mentioned before, olim shibudai makes it to shus a goy. So the yid is not oiva and lo yimotzei, and that's a tanai chometz. Lo yirol lecho is not enough if it's not motzi. It has to be motzi also. Ochinam imrinim bekama de psochim, Yichud loy bayis. Now, yichud loy bayis means something else. Yichud loy bayis means that a goy gave a yid chometz to watch. And the yid was mekabel achayis. And the minute a yid is mekabel achayis, al chemtze shalakim yitayvel bal yiro. Choshev kishaloy. Yichud loy bayis, but what if this yid, who has the chometz of the goy, he was meyached amokim, listen, this place is yours, is meyached for the goy. So it's called Birshusoi Shel Akum. Called Birshusoi Shel Akum. Yichalei Baisein Zokik Levai, Af Ogav Dachoshev Legamri Kishel Yisrael. Given the Kibbal Achais, become up, given the Yichalei Baisein, the Motsu Yisrael. So we see that in the Averis of Bal Yeroev, this tonight has to be motzui. So memele, so just like yichud lebayis makes it any motzui, olim shibudei also makes it any motzui. That is pshat in the Gemara in Pesach. This is shitas ha-teisu. Now let us go to daf pei beis on med aleph, and we will refresh our memory a little bit. To understand now, Shitas HaTosfos. The Gemara, we had mentioned, the Gemara, according to Rashi, Rashi has a beautiful mahalach in the Gemara and Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. According to Rabbi Lezer, the Mashkin was taken, Liyos, Botuach b'mo'isov b'zichayin dvorim. In that alone will not make him a shame or socha. So the Gemara said, Lema mas nisim d'loike Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Kiva, the mashkin was taken l'gevayne. It was taken l'gevayne, so then he's a shame or socha. So the Gemara said, Lema mas nisim d'loike Rabbi Lezer. And the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Machvart has the like Rabbi Lezer. Finished. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Then the Gemara starts speaking about what is the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. Maybe with the Shmuel Kamiflagi. The Shmuel Kamiflagi is speaking about that the mashkin is not worth the shavius of the chayv. And Shmuel says, Ovad kata de magla ovad alfe zuzi. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. And Rabbi Lezer holds, he's choylik on Shmuel. Maybe this is the machloikis. Maybe this is the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. And Rashi says, that's after b'doloi shavi, but b'dishavi, Rabbi Lezer will be made that noket lo legevayne. That was the beginning of the new sugya. So we mentioned Amoyre de Kemarshal and the Ritve that the Gemara is making a new cheshbon now. Listen, if you learn pshat, the machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, if he took the mashkin legevayne, if he didn't take a legevayne, so then machvart at the lake Rabbi Lezer. But let us try, and maybe you can learn a different pshat. The machloikis will be b'dishmul, and the machloikis is like, the mashkin is not shavi d'choy. And Shmuel holds over the kata de magla, over the alfisuzi, and that's Rabbi Kiva. He takes it l'gevayne, connected kol achoy. And Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold like Shmuel, over shavi shir zuzi. Then Rabbi Lezer is also made that you took it like a vine, and what will we accomplish with it?
that the Mishnah could be like Rabbi Elazar also. That's what how the Mashal said. That's how the Mashal said. But the Gemara said, no, it kulam less little bit Shmuel, so we can't say this. We can't say this. Rabbi Kiva also does not like Shmuel, but the Lai Shavi. So Rabbi Kiva is talking about Shavi, and then that is a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva. But the Gemara tried to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elazar. That has other mashals of Pshat and Tais. In Rashi, I mean. Now with this, we will be able to not be despoiled from the kashas of Tais. Now, name of the Loi Shavi Shir Zuzi, Ube the Shmuel Kamiflagi. Perish Pekuntre. So Rashi said, Avor, the machloikis is, but the loy shavi. Avor, but the shavi, avi lekul alme, shemesocha. Then everyone knows it's a shemesocha. Vishili shvuis adayonim, yesh svorim de galsi. This agirse in the Gemara echidomi. Ibe the shavi shir zuzi, my time with the Rabbi Lezer. Ela, but the loy shavi. Ube the shmul kemiflagi. So there, this girsa says, mamish like Rashi. That if it's Shavi, what's the time of Rabbi Elazar? It should also be taken like a vine. So the machlokes says, over the loy Shavi, the Shmuel kemifluki. Mashme kepeiris hakunteres. The Bishavi, moide kulalme. Vikoshe, like Toysvis, if you'll say that the Shavi, Rabbi Elazar is also moide, Dimkeina mai koma masnisen the loike Rabbi Elazar. So why did the Gemara say masnisen loike Rabbi Elazar? Look me with the shavi shir zuzi v'teisi ki kulaume. That's Teisvus Kasha and Rashi. That's what the Mashal said. That is the Gemara's Kasha. Why did you say machval to the loike Rabbi Elazar? Maybe the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva is but the loy shavi. I mean, the shavi, everyone is moide, and the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Elazar. Taisus did not learn like the Mashal. So Meila will see. Taisus is a problem. So listen, if the whole machlokes is but the loy shavi, but the shavi, everyone is moide. So why do we say machval to the loy Rabbi Elazar? The chitema. So Taisus has a kasha. Hod the comma the masnis and the loike Rabbi Elazar. I know lefia maskod. Right now that the Gemara wanted to say the machloikis is with the loy shavi, but with the shavi everyone is moide. You're right, and the Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Elazar. But the Gemara falls away from this, and the Gemara says the pligi with the shavi shir zuzi ube the Rabbi Yosef, and the machloikis is. But the Shavi Shir Zuzi and the Machlokes is Rabbi Yosef, is he a Shemer Socher, as put as Rabbi Yosef, is he not? That's the Maskonis of Gemara. So that what the Gemara says, Machvarte, the Loike of Rabbi Elazar, was after, this is only a Havamina, after the Maskonis of Gemara, that but Rabbi Yosef, Kamiflagi. So we have now a test. So Taisha says, I'm sorry. The Rabbi, the Hilchase Kibose, Taisha says, we paskin like Rabbi. Pligi lefi amaskona b'dishmuk in the pidirashti b'per b'izlel. There's a Taisha and a Chavtes Amadala that proved we paskin like Rabbi. And according to Rabbi, so everyone holds Hashem Aved is Hashem Achino. And so Taisha says, according to Rabbi, what is Pshat in Rabbi Kiva? So why is he Hashem Asocha? Al Shmuel. So according to Rabbi, Lefiya Emes, the Machloikis is B'di Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva holds like Shmuel, B'loi Shavi, and Rabbi Lezer holds not like Shmuel. So now, so that's the true Maskonet. So now we're back. So why is Machvalta? The Lake of Rabbi Elazar. But that's Taisvus Kasha. Vyesh loimer de leimotze lukmi masnisim b'dishovi uchi kula alme. So now Taisvus says, no, we can't say that the Mishnah is speaking about b'dishovi. is going, and by the Shavi, Rabbi Lezer is also by the Ein's Morah, Sheyachlik, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, by Rabbi Kiva. That means if the Mishnah is speaking about the Shavi is going according to Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Yehuda says, B'moish is a Shem Machino, so come out, Rabbi Yehuda is Chaylik, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Kiva. So that's why the Gemara did not want to zet ein the Mishnah with the Shavi. So the Mishnah has to be speaking about B'dloi Shavi, yes, it's B'dloi Shavi, then, and Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold like Shmuel B'dloi Shavi. So that's why Machval said the like in Rabbi Lezer. Abu Kosha. Given the B'Shavi Shir Zuzi, Lekula Alma of the Ma'isav, it will say like Hashi. And this Girse in the Gemara in Shavuos, that if the Machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is B'dloi Shavi, but Shavi, everyone holds that of the Ma'isa, and came B'dloi Shavi, Masha Keneged Amashkin Nami of the Lekul Alme. So Tosfos says, the whole Machloikis Shavi and Loi Shavi is how much do you lose? Shmuel was Machadish, the Loi Shavi of it, Kata the Magla, of it, Alfe Zuzi. Fine, that's Shmuel. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold like that. But Al Kaponim, if Rabbi Lezer holds by Shavi, that it's of the Moiso, so with the Loi Shavi, Kineged Moiso, Kineged the Shavis of Damascus, he should lose. Bin Cain, now face this a Mordic problem. It came with the Loi Shavi Mashin, Negda Mashkinami of the Lekulam. From Cain, the Mayi Shavala, Belosa, Shavu, Damashkin, Beloi Pshir. So if you'll say that the Mishnah is speaking about, and they're speaking about, their Machlekes is the Beloi Shavi, so why did Rabbi Lezer say he swears that he wasn't Pesheya? Mama Vich Mashi Shvuit. He loses. The Loi Shavi Rabbi Lezer is might. By Yisai Rimala Mashkin Yitel, Afilu Posha Be Mashkin, given the last Loi with Ishmu. So Memele, so Tosfos says that if we will say that the Shavi, Rabbi Lezer is also made it. So, but the Loi Shavi, Atulah will say the Malikis is the Loi Shavi, but can I get Moisav, he should lose. So then the Shavuah doesn't have any Pshat. So we're stuck. So what is Pshat in Rabbi Lezer? V'chitei meka Moisav perish bekuntra. We'll say it the way Rashi said. According to Rashi, this kash is not shver. If he doesn't have a mashkin of shir zuzi, after looking neged a mashkin lo yafsid lo Rabbi Lezer. Mishum lo not be'ala lezichin gvorim ba'alma. Now Rashi lo shitos. Rashi said, the lumbis of Rabbi Lezer by Shavi is because noked lo gevayin. If it's Loi Shavi, it's Noked Lezichin Gvorim. That was Shitas Rashi. So according to Rashi, it's Moiradik. What Tosfos is going to say right now. The Tosfos is saying, no, that even though with the Shavi Rabbi Lezer is Moiradik, with the Loi Shavi, it's not of the Mois of Keneged Shavi Samashkin, because with the Loi Shavi, it took a Lezichin Gvorim. Rashi Taka says like this. Chitay mekamay sheperish pakunt chitaychen doloi noket shir zuzi apel kedeged amashkin lo yafsid la belezer mishum doloi noket lezichin dvorm ba'alme. And Rashi Taka says like this. And with this shavui, he took it legevayne. But this shtik teira of legevayne that Rashi said, Tosfos never held of Rashi shtik teira. Ze einire. So Tosfos says, no. You can't say with the Shavi, Rabbi Lezer holds of the Moisav, he's a Shema Zocha, and with the Loi Shavi, he won't be Oivet Keneged the Shavis of the Mashkin. That you can't say.
Deep in the Shavi of the Moiso, Afogav the last Leila de Shmuel. Im Kain al Kochach loy of the Isa Taisa says, why is it of the Moiso? By Shavi. Taisa again, Taisa is not old Rashi Shikhtar, the Nakhil Gavaina. Elo me time the Rabbi Yosef. So Taisa says, if Rabbi Lezer is made by the Shavi, so why is it of the Moiso? So the whole reason it's of the Moisav is Al-Tzav Yosef. The Mishum Mitzvah B'Shem Mesocha. So if he's a Shem Mesocha Al-Tzav Yosef, my time and name Yafsev Masha Kenegad HaMashkin B'Doloi Shavi. The Koshkin Shosa Mitzvah Shavu Ala Mashkin Mu'ed. Taisvis understood. If you'll say that Rabbi Lezer is Moisav by Shavi HaMashkin, not like Rashi, the Noctil Gavaina. So Taisa says, the only reason he'd be a Shemesoch is Al-Trab Yosef. Now he's a Shemesoch Al-Trab Yosef. So the Melech Al-Aloy Shavi, he's also a Shemesoch Al-Trab Yosef. So he should lose Kineget Shavi Samashkin. So why does Rabbi Lezer hold Yishpa? But oit, the Lefi Girsas HaSforim. According to these Sforim, that what Tosfos brought down in Shavuot, the Sforim said like Rashi, that the whole machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is davke b'deloy shavi, but b'de shavi Rabbi Lezer is also made. Voide lefi girsas ha-Sforim hoya mashme ke Rabbi Yosef. Again, Tosfos held the only way you could say b'de shavi is of the Moisov, it only can be like Rabbi Yosef. The kaim alone, kerabe, ke de frishes, prepare kele metzid. So mamela, so Taisus has a problem. Umiyu yesh loiva. Now Taisus says, maybe we won't say the way I'm saying now. De bishavi avi lakula on the shay mesocha. The loimi taim made the rabbi yis. Not al rabbi yis. Ella mi taim made the shmur. Now, what is Taimei the Shmuel? Now, Taimei the Shmuel is, we'll see later in the next Taisvis, what is Taimei the Shmuel? The Shmuel said a Mordi Kazach, that he gave him a Kata de Magle, and of the Kata de Magle, Obad Moisov. Now, what is Taimei the Shmuel? So Taisvis says, a Mahalach in Shmuel, the choshev kilo pirish, obdu hamashkin, obdu moyesech. That it's we assume it's keilu the malbus edus. If the mashkin will be lost, obdu moyesech. It was a heskin between the malb and the loy. V'chilo ishtat, v'deshovi, v'chilo ishovi, shir zuzi, v'sha salvo, v'inoket ha'elezichain dvorim ba'alme, v'afilu k'neged ha'mashkin l'choshev kilo pilrish ali v'derabalaz. So Taisus wants to say such a mahalach, that the tam of Rabbi Lezer by shovi shir zuzi, that I don't know, yes, we don't pass on to Yosef. Now, Al Shmuel, and what's the lumdus of Shmuel? It's Keilu Pirish, that Obdu Moisecha, Obdu Amashkin, Obdu Moisecha. Keilu Pirish. And Rabbi Lezel, that's Afke by Shavi. Abba by Loi Shavi, then he holds. So Shmuel holds, it's also Keilu Pirish, Obdu Amashkin, Obdu Moisecha. That Rabbi Lezel's Chayil. Mikol Mokim Doicheku, so Taisvis says, this Pshat is a Doichek. And Dachsime Pshat in Taisvis is that it's a Doichek, because Shmuel never said Keilu Pirish by Shavi. Taisvis is making a whole Maroche that Rabbi Lezer holds to the Svora of Shmuel by Shavi, it's Keilu Pirish, that of the Mashkin, of the Maisecha, and Shmuel never spoke about Shavi. So that's a big doichet. V'nira leforish.
So therefore, Tosfos is choylik on Rashi. And Tosfos says as follows. Not the way Rashi says, b'deloi shavi, b'deshmu pligi b'deloi shavi, and by shavi Rabbi Lezer's moita, then we have a whole bunch of problems of the Mishnah according to Rabbi Lezer also. No. Tosfos does not hold like the Gilse in Shavuos, v'nigal aporos. Leime b'deloi shavi, the machloikis is b'deloi shavi, u'b'deshmu kamiflegi. And the machlokes is b'dishmu perish. What does that mean? Perish af b'dalai shavi. The machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is af b'dalai shavi. U'b'dishmu kemifugli. V'lai b'dachav yitzchak b'rabi yosef. The b'tamayu le'mosip ligi ala b'dishavi. The kriging in Shmuel B'dalai also b'dalai shavi. Boy, the lefiemus le pligi b'drabi yitzchak the masim le b'drabi yisrael kamlon kerab pligi b'dishmu. And what is the machlokes? Bein b'dishavi u'bein b'dalai shavi. That means the machlokes Shmuel said kilo pirish. You lose the mask and you lose the chayim. According to Shmuel, there's no difference. Yoshavi, nitshavi. If you hold like Shmuel, it's all over. Bein b'dishavi, bein b'dalai shavi. The Rabbi Lezer, lastly, the Shmuel. He does not beklal this whole thing, kilu pirish. Lochi le'ibad ha'mashik neged ha'mashkin. The mezer tam yapsik, kim the lesser of the Shmuel. The Rabbi Kiva is lay the Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva holds like Shmuel. Va'avdu ma'isa afilu ayeseirem ala mashkin. In Rabbi Kiva holds like Shmuel, afil b'dalai shavi. And if he lost the mask, he lost everything. Oh, fine, period. So now, Tosfos is saying that the machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer is in Shmuel. And the machloikis and Rabbi Kiva holds like Shmuel all the way. Bein b'dalai shavi, bein b'dishavi, it's no different. Shavi, loy shavi. When you lose the mask, Shmuel is talking about God with the loy shavi. There's no difference. If you hold like Shmuel, there's no difference with loy shavi and shavi. And if you don't hold like Shmuel, there's also no difference with loy shavi and shavi. So now, let us understand, because there's a big problem over here. If we will say, as the Rabbi Kiva holds like Shmuel with the loy shavi, Rabbi Kiva holds like Shmuel with the loy shavi, so it comes out, when he loses the kata de magla, he loses the whole chayit. And so l'chayre, what is pshat in the mishnah? He's a shem asocha. Shem shemayim. He's not a shem asocha. He loses the chayit. He lost the kata de magla, and he loses the chayit. So what's a shem asocha? That's a bahot, a tani, masnis, and shem asocha. Landafke. Daha hai lishna loy shayich amois yisayram ala mashkin. Ela kloima kidin shaymel socha. The mafsi da kuil bigneiva vaveda v'loy ba'onse. So Tosfos says, amoyra di kizach, mitam asachin yonim. This lomdis of Shmuel, that Shmuel says that, and Rabbi Kiva holds that Shmuel, that if he gave him a mashkin, it's ke'ilu pirish, that if ovad ha-mashkin, ovad mo'isecho, the understanding is, if ovad ha-mashkin b'gneiva v'aveite, that means the malviz mekabel himself, amoyu the kizach, listen, ovad ha-mashkin, ovad mo'isecho, but, if it was a shtickle, my fault, if I was an oynis, then, I was my right to doch, and I was mekabel such a thing, that over the mashkin is over the voice. So memele, that's what Tosfos wants to say. That's what the Mishnah says. That he's a shomer socha. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. That means he's a shomer socha and the mashkin. The mashkin is a kat of the magla. And he loses the whole choy. So that what the Mishnah says, shomer socha, means that on the whole chayiv, he loses the whole chayiv, like Hashem Asocha. I mean, just like Hashem Asocha is only chayiv. Bigneva Vaveda, he's also only chayiv. And the chayiv, he only loses the whole chayiv, Bigneva Vaveda. One shot. Which is that? Shekelechatech. Inami, Masnisen Eichi Bidishavi. The Mishnah, our Mishnah is speaking about Bidishavi. The stam mashkin shove kineged kolachoy. A stam mashkin shove kineged kolachoy. Lakach kori lai shayma socha. And that's why he's called a shayma socha. So now it's very good. That means that if he loses the shavius of the mashkin, and the mashkin is kineged kolachoy, so he has a din shayma socha on the mashkin. But the hefsed is, the hefsed is hastes on the whole mashkin, so the Loshen Shema Socha applies, the Loshen Shema Socha is very good, because it's going on the mashkin, and the mashkin is shove kineged kolachoy.